Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to co-chair India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation in Moscow today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal to be on a four-day visit to Japan beginning today. Iran decides to impose service fees on vessels transiting Strait of Hormuz. India crash out after goalless draw against Australia in FIH Women's Hockey World Cup. And in chess, India's Grandmaster Pranesh M. wins Kanizsa Open title in Hungary. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will co-chair the 27th India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation with the first Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, in Moscow today. He will also meet his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, and exchange perspectives on regional and global issues. More from our correspondent.
Dr. Jaishankar arrived in Moscow yesterday on a two-day official visit to Russia. He is visiting Russia at the invitation of First Deputy Prime Minister of Russian Federation, Denis Manturov. India and Russia have a long-standing and time-tested partnership. Since the signing of the Declaration of the India-Russia Strategic Partnership in October 2000, India-Russia ties have acquired a qualitatively new character with enhanced levels of cooperation in almost all areas, including political, security, defense, trade, and economy, science and technology, culture and people-to-people ties. Under the strategic partnership, several institutionalized dialogue mechanisms operate at both political and official levels to ensure regular interaction and follow-up on cooperation activities. The India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission has two divisions, Trade, Economics, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation and Military and Military Technical Cooperation. Yashasvi Kiryal for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will be on a four-day visit to Japan from today till the 27th of this month, travelling to Tokyo, Nagoya and Osaka, leading India's largest ever business delegation to Japan. The delegation comprises more than 200 business representatives and spanning sectors ranging from manufacturing, semiconductors, clean energy and steel to automotive, financial services, healthcare and startups, a report.
The Commerce and Industry Ministry said that the visit reflects the scale of ambition both nations bring to their spatial, strategic and global partnership and comes at a time when India and Japan are looking to significantly deepen trade and investment ties. In Tokyo, the minister will hold a series of meetings with the top leadership of major Japanese conglomerates and industrial houses that have long been partners in India's growth alongside a round table with Kedar Rain, the apex body representing over 1,500 leading Japanese companies. Mr. Goyal will also hold bilateral talks with his counterpart, Minister of Economy, Trade and Industry, Akazawa Ryosei, and call on senior members of the Japanese government and parliament besides interacting with the Indian community in Japan. In Nagoya, the minister will lead a roadshow with Central Japan Economic Federation and the Nagoya Chamber of Commerce and Industry and engage with the Aichi prefectural leadership and major manufacturing investors in the automotive and steel sector. The visit will conclude in Osaka with an investors and business roadshow along with meetings with leading Japanese companies across electronics, industrial and consumer sectors aimed at showcasing opportunities across India's manufacturing, clean energy and consumer market. With Bhanu's report, Vishal Kumar for World News.
18th BRICS Academic Forum started in Lucknow yesterday and the deliberations will continue till Tuesday as part of India's BRICS presidency. We have more from our correspondent.
The Observer Research Foundation, in partnership with the Research and Information System for Developing Countries and the University of Lucknow, are the conveners of the forum. Held under the theme Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability, the forum will bring together academics, researchers, experts and policymakers from BRICS countries to discuss key global challenges and explore practical policy-relevant pathways for strengthening cooperation. A key highlight of the forum will be a Sherpa's address by Sudhakar Das. Dalila, Secretary and BRICS Sherpa, Ministry of External Affairs, Government of India. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
The Kailash Mansarovar Yatra 2026 conducted via the Lipu Lake Pass route in Pithoragarh district of Uttarakhand concluded successfully yesterday. The pilgrimage, which began on the 4th of July, saw a total of 477 pilgrims undertake the journey in 10 batches and have darshan of Mount Kailash and Mansarovar. Yatra officer said the 10th and final batch returned safely to India yesterday. He expressed gratitude to all the concerned departments and army personnel for their cooperation in the successful conduct of the yatra. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Iran has said that vessels from authorized countries transiting the Strait of Hormuz will now be required to pay service fees to Tehran. Iran's National Security Commission spokesperson Ibrahim Rezai stated that the fees will cover a wide range of maritime, environmental and logistical provisions. According to state broadcaster, this comes after the approval of the Article 3 strategic action to ensure the security and progress of the Strait of Hormuz plan. The spokesperson further stated that the payment structures have been designed with flexible financial terms. Earlier, Iran Secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, Mohsen Rezai, said the Strait of Hormuz remains closed and will not reopen until the United States fulfills its commitments and changes its behavior amid escalating tensions between Tehran and Washington. On the other hand, U.S. President Donald Trump reiterated his claim of U.S. control over the critical waterway by sharing an image that depicts the Strait of Hormuz as the new U.S. territory. The Strait of Hormuz remains the focal point of the ongoing confrontation with Tehran, holding that the vital passage is shut and warning of countermeasures against unapproved tanker traffic. In the FIH Hockey World Cup, the Indian women's team crashed out after being held to a goalless draw by Australia in their final second-round match at Amstelveen, the Netherlands, last night. The result sent Australia into the semi-finals on the basis of more goals scored, with the Netherlands having knocked China out with a 4-1 win earlier in the day. It was a straight shootout between India and Australia for the semi-final spot. In chess, India's 19-year-old Grandmaster Pranay Shem emerged as the champion in the prestigious Kanizsa Open 2026 in Hungary, securing the Group A title with a superb performance. In the ninth and final round of the tournament, Pranesh defeated Vadim Pretorsky of Germany with white pieces. Pranesh has a rating of 2,673 and is ranked 44th in the latest FIDE rankings of August 2026. Union Home Minister Amit Shah met the Divyang men's cricket team of India in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the team has returned from its tour of England for the India-England Men's Mixed Disability T20 International Series 2026. Mr. Shah said the efforts and determination of the team to win honours for the nation inspired the youth of India. He wished the team all the best for its future endeavours. And in cricket, India will resume their first innings at the overnight score of 300 for 5 against host Sri Lanka in the second and final test in Colombo today. Earlier, Dhruv Jurail and Saransh Jain remained unbeaten when stumps were drawn yesterday evening. Dev Dutt Padikkal continued his impressive form, scoring his second consecutive test century. He made 117 off 193 balls, while skipper Shubman Gill also scored a half century. For Sri Lanka, Asitha Fernando took 3 wickets. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to co-chair India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation in Moscow today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal to be on a 4-day visit to Japan beginning today. Iran decides to impose service fees on vessels transiting Strait of Hormuz. India crash out after goalless draw against Australia in FIH Women's Hockey World Cup. And in chess, India's Grandmaster Pranesh M. wins Kanizsa Open title in Hungary. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.